Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
All right, I'm at the Cannon Theater with Melissa Gilbert. Melissa, welcome to Toronto.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you're in Little House on the Prairie, the musical. Mm-hmm. But of course, you have such a long history with this show, going back to the TV series. How old were you when you first started on Little House, the TV series?
I was 9 when the show started, and I was 19 when it ended.
Wow.
Yep.
And what's your first memory of it? Was it of auditioning or?
Oh yeah, my very first memory is the first cattle call that I went to with, you know, like the 500 other girls, and then the whittling down process of that. And I remember very clearly going in a meeting with the producers and the casting director at one point and reading for them. And then as I was walking out the door, they said to me, "By the way, one more question." And I turned around and they said, "How tall are you?" And I turned around and I looked at them and I put my hand on top of my head and said, "This tall?" I thought that was the stupidest question ever. How do I know how tall I was? I was 9. That's how clearly I remember. I remember the screen test with Michael Landon. I remember all of it.
Michael Landon became an important part of your life, didn't he?
Extremely important, yeah. I'm very much a surrogate father. In a lot of ways, my own father passed away our second season when I was 11 years old, and so I really clung to Michael after that. And I think professionally, he's in the very fabric of my being. I mean, the way I conduct myself, the way I work, the loyalty that I demand and show, and he taught me to respect everyone else's job. And to understand everyone else's job, so that we really are a team, cast and crew, and nobody's any better than anybody else. Because if you remove one part of that, the whole thing falls apart. And he's absolutely right. So, professionally, I'm very much like him, very much.
That must carry over well to working in a musical theater situation.
Oh yeah, it definitely carries over well. And you know, we assume roles as, you know, people in a company gather together. And Steve Blanchard, who plays Pa, and I have definitely become the parents to the rest of the company. And we sort of are the leaders of the pack, as it were. The P Dogs. We're called the P Dogs.
The
P Dogs.
Love that. Yeah, I remember, you know, when Michael Landon passed away, the whole world stopped. Everybody felt bad. I mean, there's not too many people that you can say do that.
No.
And he was very special and loved by a lot of people.
Yeah, that was a dark day. That was a dark day. They actually interrupted the coverage of the first Gulf War to announce that he had passed away. I remember very clearly. And it was a very hard time for me. But the outpouring and the people that showed up at his house and the people that were at the memorial and people were genuinely moved by it. You know, he seemed like he was untoppable, that you couldn't topple him over. And he certainly seemed that way to me. And if he seemed that way to me, he seemed that way to everybody, I'm sure. Yeah. And then for him to get sick and die the way he did was shocking. What's even sadder, when he did the first workshop of this 3 years ago, Patrick Swayze played Pa and got sick right after that with the same cancer. So it's been, you know, this is my life. This is the way things kind of go for me. But I'm working with an amazing company, and my son is in the show with me now, and here we are in Toronto for 5 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it must be great to have your son in the show.
Oh, it's fantastic. He's my youngest. He's my 14-year-old. My other three are men, and they're off on their own flying and doing their jobs, and they're out of the nest. But having my Michael, that's his name, Michael Boxleitner, in the show has just been great. And it's his debut, and he joined his first union, and he's just blossoming.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's named after Michael Landon.
Yes, he is. He is.
Wow, fantastic. Do you hope that he'll get out of this show some of the things that you got out of doing the TV series initially when you were younger?
Yes, that and then some. I think he's going to get the best of all possible worlds, because there were a lot of, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls too. And there's a lot of things that were kept from me that I didn't know. And he's very involved, and he's involved in his own finances, and he's going to have to sit down and fill out and learn about taxes. And
so
yeah, I all of that was a mystery to me. So when, you know, I turned around and it was gone, and I, you know, I held on to a lot of resentments for a long, long time about that kind of stuff. And The hierarchy in the family hasn't changed because he's earning money. I'm still earning more, and Daddy still earns even more. So we were able to maintain that.
Yeah. That story is so common, though, for actors and musicians a lot in the early days to just not have any sense of their own finances and end up with nothing.
Yeah, it's terrible, and it happens all the time, and so we're very mindful of it. I want him to be responsible, and he pays for his own meals, and he's still 14. He leaves his clothes all over the floor, and when I ask him to pick them up, he goes, but he's a great kid, and he works really hard, and he does 20 hours of school on top of it.
Wow.
A week.
Not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy.
Yeah.
So you're coming into this show playing Ma.
Yes.
Yes. How does that? Is that kind of a mind-boggling thing for you?
You know, I thought it would be, but it isn't. I just, the actor in me kicked in, and I just took over researching the role and interpreting the role as written from my own perspective and my own imagination. And it's just a different interpretation of Ma from than the television series and Karen Grassley's brilliant interpretation. But my Ma is a little more, she's a redhead. So, she's a little more fiery. And there's a lot of references about how she was like Laura when she was little. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of appreciation of Laura in her. And I just think maybe Ma's just a little more wild.
I like that.
Yeah.
I got to see this.
Yeah, it's different. And Ma and Pa, our relationship on stage, Steve Blanchard and I have it's very clear why this particular Ingalls family has so many children. It's very sparky. It's good. It's really good.
Did the adaptation, was it easy to adapt a TV series into a musical? Or
they adapted the books into the musical, not the series.
Okay.
So the last four books that Laura wrote are the four that are the focus of this, from the family's move from Walnut Grove, Minnesota, to DeSmet, South Dakota, and
sense.
Then the major events in the books. So it's really not, the series did have the major book events in it, but there were a lot of characters in the series that didn't really exist, and everyone in this musical exists in the books and existed in Laura's world.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the enduring quality of Little House on the Prairie that has made it last so long and people still love it?
I think it's just, it's a show, a book, and a musical that reminds us of where we came from. And at times when we're going through difficulties, financial difficulties, particularly economic difficulties on national and international levels, it reminds us that we started with nothing. And that if we were able to build this from that, we can certainly make it through. I think we forget, we get so caught up in our bubbles. We're in our cars, we're at our computers, we're distanced from people. We forget that we need each other. And I think this show reminds us that we should depend on each other more. And I firmly believe that the times that we have less are the times that we need to give more and band together more. And it's not about money. It's about time, and it's about compassion and community and help. That's what the show does for me. And I think that's why people are so drawn to these stories.
It sounds like you carry those ideals into your own personal life.
I certainly try. I'm thank God, blessedly, heartily perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I'm as flawed as anybody else, and I can be very difficult and moody sometimes, but the core of me wants to believe that those things are what are most important, and I've built an extraordinary family. I'm blessedly married to an amazing man for 15 years who I can't get enough of. I hate being away from him for a minute. And we have these four extraordinary young men in our world, one who just got engaged, one who's working on a film, and one who's a Marine. I couldn't be more proud. And we have, a multi-generational family. My grandmother's still alive. I talk to her as often as I can. And we've done well. We do a lot of work with organizations that move us. Everybody has their own thing that they do. And I do pediatric hospice work. And that's, my fulfillment.
Well, And you, I understand with this show you're also doing Habitat for Humanity and the Seeing Eye Dogs?
Seeing Eye. We have an association with Habitat, and in every city that we go to, we actually go, the cast goes, and we build, which is, I can't even tell you how phenomenal that is for us to know that we're building someone a home, when our whole show also is about home and the building of a home, but to go and do it, and the owner is there. It is so moving when you see the keys handed over, when you see, you know, you're hanging drywall with them, and they're going to have a home. And that's the first basic need that we all have. And then our other association is with the Seeing Eye, and that's an organization that helps people who are visually impaired or blind to gain independence through the use of dogs. And they train these dogs and then place them. And so, you know, a big part of our story is about Mary going blind and her quest for independence. And so these are just, you know, two perfect associations.
And you're a dog lover yourself.
I have a dog with me. Yeah, I have three dogs, and my youngest pup, Josephine, my French bulldog, is with me.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, so nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and enjoy your run here in Toronto.
We sure will. I'm very excited.